Chapter 44. Anne's return to Spence is greeted with cheers from the younger girls, who clamour for her attention. Now that she's been away, they find her exciting and exotic. No matter that it has only been a few weeks and only to a country house, there is an air of the lady about her to them. Bridget promises a toffee pudding for all in celebration, and by the time we settle in the tent next to the fire in the evening, it's as if we've never been apart and Anne's journey has been but a bad dream. Only Cecily, Elizabeth and Martha keep their distance, but Anne doesn't seem to mind. We tell Anne about everything, our visit to Dr. Van Ripple, the slate, my discovery of MacLeady and Fowlson's plan to take back the power. Kartik. That part plunges me into melancholy. The only thing I don't confess is my association with Cersei, for I know they'd not understand it. I scarcely do myself. So, Anne says, reviewing, we know that Wilhelmina was betrayed by someone she trusted, someone she knew from her days at Spence. Felicity bites into a chocolate. Correct. Both Eugenia Spence and Mother Elena feel that someone is in league with the Winterlands creatures, and Mother Elena fears that this association will bring the dead to us. Doing very well. Carry on, I say, stealing a chocolate for myself. The tribes of the realms might also be joining with the Winterlands creatures in rebellion. We nod. In order to free Eugenia and bring peace to the Winterlands, we must find the dagger, which Wilhelmina Wyatt stole from Spence. And Wilhelmina, who was an addict and a thief and a generally disreputable person, might be trying to guide us to its location through Gemma's visions. Or it's quite possible she could be leading us to a very bad end.
Indeed. Felicity licks her fingers.
Miss MacLeady, and it stands to reason Mrs. Nightwing, know about the secret door into the realms, but believe that they could only unlock it by rebuilding the tower. Eugenia confirms that this is so. Yet Wilhelmina didn't want them to rebuild the East Wing. Anne stops. Why?
Felicity and I shrug.
She's on Gemma's side, Felicity offers, as if that makes perfect sense.
Then there is the matter of the phrase, the key holds the truth, Anne continues. The key to what? What truth?
Dr. Van Ripple said there was no key, or dagger, that he knew of, I say again. And the slate tells no tales. It's only an ordinary slate.
Anne takes the chocolate. She pushes it around her mouth, thinking.
Why did Wilhelmina take the dagger in the first place?
For a moment, the tent holds nothing but the sound of the three of us drumming our fingers to separate rhythms. She knew that the dagger in the wrong hands would bring chaos, I offer. She didn't trust MacLeady or Nightwing with it.
But they worship the memory of Mrs. Spence. She's like a saint to them, Anne argues. What reason would they have for harming her?
Unless they never really did care for her. Sometimes people pretend to have affection for you when they don't, I add bitterly, thinking of Kartik.
We peer through the tent's crack at the two of them, deep in conversation. Bridget brings Mrs. Nightwing her sherry on a silver tray.
I don't see how we can possibly solve this mystery tonight, Felicity complains.
We are disturbed by a loud knocking at the door. Bridget comes to Mrs. Nightwing.
Pardon, Mum, but there's a troop of mummers outside. They say they've a jolly pageant to present, if you'd be so kind as to admit them.
Mrs. Nightwing whips off her spectacles.
Mummers? Certainly not. You may turn them away, Bridget. Yes, Mum.
Mrs. Nightwing has scarcely put on her spectacles again when the girls besiege her, begging her to reconsider.
Oh, please, they cry. Please.
Our headmistress is resolute.
They're not to be trusted. When I was a girl, they were likely to be run out of town. Beggars at best, thieves and more at worst.
What's worse than beggars and thieves? Elizabeth asks.
Mrs. Nightwing's lips tighten.
Never you mind.
This sends every girl to the windows to peer out into the dark, hopeful of a glimpse of these forbidden men. Danger calls, and we answer too eagerly, our noses pressed to the glass. The mummers are not turned away so easily, it would seem. They've set their lanterns upon the grass and have commenced with their performance. We open the windows and stick our heads out.
We bid you good evening, gentle ladies,
one of the mummers calls. He juggles several apples at once, taking a bite out of one each time it comes round, till his mouth is filled. We laugh at such sport.
Please, Mrs. Nightwing, we beg.
At last she relents.
Very well, she says with a deep sigh. Bridget, keep close watch over the silver and let no one inside.